2,400 volunteer hours or so every year needed to prep for the now 46th annual Strawberry Festival, which now draws up to 20,000 people to Elmwood Park every year for the two-day event, which returns this Friday from 11 to 6 and 10 to 4 on Saturday. Kitty Hopkins is Marketing and Communications Director for Community School. She says it's a little bit less labor-intensive these days.
7,000 pints of strawberries, 2,000 pounds. So we will be, the day before the festival, we have berry cleaning and slicing day, and we will just be spending the whole day slicing berries. We now have a slicing machine. We've progressed and improved some things over time. You know, pile the strawberries in and it does it for us.
Proceeds from the sales of strawberry shortcakes and other variations go towards operating costs at community school in an effort to keep tuition rates down as well. Order ahead of time and skip the big lines at peak hours.
You can get shortcake kits to go on Friday delivered, or you can buy your tickets early. Visit our website, strawberryfestivalroanoke.org, and you can order your tickets ahead of time. They are a discounted price, and you save time in line as well. Our signature shortcakes, we have berries and cream, and we have ice cream sundaes, and then we also have chocolate dip, so a little something for everyone.
Tomorrow is berry cleaning day at the Leap Shared Kitchen on Patterson Avenue. There's also a pop-up strawberry festival event this Friday at the Crystal Spring Grocery in South Roanoke from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Gene Marano, WFIR News.